Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Art Sharon. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank McDonald. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Hank McDonald. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ed Coleman. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dib Williams. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rube Wahlberg. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Rube Wahlberg. And now, play ball. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats West for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a pop-up towards the mound. McDonald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to second. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell strikes out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burns moves to second. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea takes first base on ball four. Burns moves to third. Melillo moves to second. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Burns scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Browns. Hank McDonald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDonald strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a pop-up towards third. Sherin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's Browns, 1, Athletics, 1. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0 for 1 in the game. Sherin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 1 in the game. West strikes out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Reynolds for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bishop for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cochran for the out. Kramer moves to second. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell strikes out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer who is chasing the ball. Burns reaches third base with a triple. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop catches it and throws to third to double up Burns. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a pop-up towards the mound. McDonald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns fields the ball and throws to McDonald covering. Safe. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Shea hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Shea reaches second base with a double. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Levy hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank McDonald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDonald is 0-for-1 in the game. McDonald hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0-for-2 in the game. Sherin takes first base on ball 4. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-2 in the game. West hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Wahlberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reynolds moves to second. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burns for the out. Reynolds moves to third. Campbell moves to second. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Melillo bunts towards the mound. Wahlberg fields it and throws to first for the out. Reynolds scores. Campbell moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, Browns. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Shea strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-2 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with McDonald covering, for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-2 in the game. Coleman hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wahlberg fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank McDonald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDonald is 0 for 2 in the game. McDonald hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sharon hits a pop-up towards the mound. Wahlberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Johnson hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Shea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 2 in the game. Higgins hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 3 in the game. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Campbell reaches second base with a double. Reynolds moves to third. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Burns strikes out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Melillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. Campbell scores. It's 4-1, Browns. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wahlberg fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller pinch hits for Rube Wahlberg. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Miller moves to second. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Miller scores. It's 4-2, Browns. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Bishop moves to third. Sam Gray now pitching. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 3 in the game. Cochran is hit by the pitch. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to home to get Bishop. Kramer moves to third. Cochran moves to second. One out. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 3 in the game. Coleman hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kramer scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Browns. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Cochran moves to third. Fox moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 3 in the game. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Cochran scores. Fox moves to third. Johnson moves to second. It's Browns, 4, Athletics, 4. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 8-4, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Peterson now pitching. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peterson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Debs Garms pinch hits for Sam Gray. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Levy moves to third. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Sharon hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Levy scores. One out. It's 8-5, Athletics. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 4 in the game. West takes first base on ball 4. Garms moves to second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Garms moves to third. West moves to second. Tony Freitas now pitching. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Garms scores. West moves to third. Reynolds moves to second. Two outs. It's 8-6, Athletics. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. West scores. Reynolds moves to third. It's 8-7, Athletics. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Melillo hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 8, and St. Louis Browns, 7. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.